Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Let's turn our attention back to what could be more gossip on the way. It looks like Donald Trump is coming back to Twitter. And let's get the very latest with our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, who joins us now. Simon, breaking news from Elon Musk in the past few minutes.
Yes, absolutely, Rachel. And very substantial news, certainly for Donald Trump and his supporters. Elon Musk was speaking at an automotive conference that is being hosted online virtually by the Financial Times. But talk, perhaps not unnaturally, turned away from Tesla, the electric car company, of course, that he owns, and to Twitter, the social media platform that he hopes to own. And Mr. Musk was asked what has become a central question over the last few weeks. If he does indeed successfully purchase the platform within the course of the next few months, what is his attitude going to be towards the permanent ban that has been handed down to former US President Donald Trump and a host of other figures from Trump World, all of them accused, like the former president, of using the platform to advocate for the protests on January the 6th of 2021 that led to that violent insurrection up on Capitol Hill? Well, from Elon Musk's lips themselves, now we know the answer.
I guess the answer is that I would reverse the perma ban. Obviously, I don't own Twitter yet, so this is not like a thing that will definitely happen, because what if I don't own Twitter? But my opinion, and Jack Dorsey, I want to be clear, shares this opinion, is that we should not have perma bans.
So no permanent bans at all, not just a permanent ban against Donald Trump, but in Mr. Musk's telling there, the whole concept of permanent bans for people who breach the platform's principles and rules will disappear if indeed Elon Musk becomes the owner of Twitter. There is still every indication that he's going to become the owner of Twitter. That sale could be finalized in the course of just the next few weeks. And if that happens, the stage would then be set for the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, to be tweeting again well before the November midterm elections here in the United States, in which, of course, control of Congress is on the ballot. Those November midterm elections, very much a referendum on Joe Biden's presidency so far. At stake will be the entire House of Representatives and one third of the seats in the U.S. Senate, along as well with the keys to 36 governors' mansions in states all over the country. I think it will come as very unwelcome news to the White House, the notion that Donald Trump and some of the more extreme of his supporters who have been banned from Twitter might find themselves back on the platform. But it won't entirely be welcomed by centrist Republicans and indeed other Republicans hoping to battle Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination in 2024. If you're Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, for example, eyeing that presidential nomination and knowing that it's pretty likely you'll face a battle against Donald Trump, knowing that you would be on Twitter but that he would be off it, would certainly give you something of a campaign advantage. But Elon Musk described the decision to ban Donald Trump and the others from Twitter as morally bad and foolish in the extreme, and made it absolutely clear in this interview that under his ownership, freedom of speech will be much more loosely interpreted than it has been previously by Twitter's management. Anything seems to go in Mr. Musk's conception of what the social platform should be allowing its users to express in those short-form messages on Twitter. And certainly it looks highly likely, judging from what Elon Musk has said here, that Donald Trump may soon be welcomed back to tweet again.
And so the Bird app indeed could allow Donald Trump the presidency in 2024.
Well, look, I mean, there is every possibility that Donald Trump will not, if he returns to Twitter, change his behaviour on Twitter. And President Biden only today has been talking about the extremist threats presented by Republicans here, whom he accuses of now advancing what he refers to as an ultra-MAGA agenda. Remember, MAGA, Make America Great Again, that slogan popularised by Donald Trump. Well, Joe Biden is now tarring the Republicans as being ultra-MAGA. I mean, given that Donald Trump really respected no limits and boundaries when he was on Twitter the first time around, it seems highly likely that with sort of a libertarian approach that appears to be being espoused by Elon Musk, the way would be clear for Donald Trump and for many others to say pretty much whatever they want on Twitter. Spread misinformation, call, as Donald Trump did back on January the 6th of last year, for protests that turned violent up on Capitol Hill. So the brakes will be off the platform if Elon Musk indeed follows through on all of these ideas, and if he does indeed take control of Twitter. I mean, it'd be interesting to see how the shareholders of Twitter react to all of this. They, of course, still hold the keys to whether Elon Musk's purchase is successful or not. So far, they've all largely been viewing his offer to buy the platform through a financial prism, not really through any kind of prism in terms of the responsibility and the power that comes with owning a social media platform of Twitter's size and popularity. Does this change all of that? Hard to know, but it was interesting that Elon Musk himself caveated those comments by saying he doesn't know if he's eventually going to own Twitter, but if he does, it's pretty clear they'll be rolling back those rule breaches that have led to numerous people being permanently banned from the platform.
I mean, surely this is just going to turbocharge calls for legislation on social media sites.
Yeah, I mean, it will turbocharge those calls for legislation, but where does that go in a Congress that currently sees 50 Democrats facing off against 50 Republicans in the US Senate, and Joe Biden unable even to bring key planks of his personal domestic policy across the finishing line? And where does it go in November and thereafter if, as the polls currently suggest, Republicans are on track to take control of the House of Representatives and quite possibly take control of the Senate away from the Democrats as well? I mean, we would be in an entirely new political reality by next January, in which not only you could pretty much forget about meaningful regulation of that social media platform if Elon Musk is running it the way that he's talking about running it, but also you'll be seeing an end to investigations into the January the 6th insurrection by Donald Trump's supporters. There have, of course, been calls for other social media platforms to face considerable amounts of regulation, including Facebook and Instagram. Mark Zuckerberg has very few friends up on Capitol Hill, and there have been very few members of Congress that have bought the argument that he has got the responsibility to police, to self-police the platforms that he owns. But Republicans will find themselves in an interesting position if Elon Musk is the man who puts Donald Trump back on Twitter. And as I say, not all of them will welcome that move, but they, like the rest of us, will certainly have to live with it and live with the consequences.
Indeed. Great to speak to you, as always. Thank you very much. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent there.